The Way It Is with Sue Nunn. With thanks to Guyney's Upper John Street Kilkenny for unbeatable value on all your household and fashion needs. Get it at Guyney's. That's just the way
it is. And you're welcome back to The Way It Is. Now, I'm joined in studio by a man who's written a book called How to Get Rich and Famous. I suspect that that's not what it's about at all. But Tom Butler, you're very welcome. You're from Ardatton. Well, you're from all over the place, aren't you? Really?
I am a bit. Thank you, yeah. Sue. You're very good to have me in. It is about how to get rich and famous.
Is it?
Maybe if you take a different angle on what that means. Yeah. But I think it's the important angle, and it's what we're all really looking for.
First of all, tell me who Tom Butler is.
There are three Tom Butlers in our village, in fact, in Ardatton. Yeah.
Great.
And we're probably related given, you know, the history of this country.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have a connection to Kilkenny. Goes back 15, 16 generations, and the brother of Black Tom went off to Carlow, and his son became our sort of the male line, as it were. And
we
were in Clongrennan
and
Temple.
But you're half Maltese?
My mum is Maltese, the better half. That's where I really came from. We all know that women are the better.
The dark skin.
Oh, well, that's just from labouring in the sun.
Is it?
You know?
Right, okay. And the dad is the Anglo-Irish background.
He's the side, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how long have you lived in Ardatton?
We've lived there now, it must be getting on for 18 years, since we came back from Asia.
And what were you doing in Asia?
Venture capital, of all things.
Yourself or your parents?
No, I was doing venture
capital,
investing in small and medium-sized businesses in Southeast Asia and raising money to do that.
Capitalist.
Well, people did use that, and I think there are a lot of vulture capitalists around. I've spoken to friends in the city recently, and they don't have a nice thing to say about venture capitalists. But I went into the business because I wanted to do good things with businesses when they were being nurtured. So it wasn't just about the money. It was also about...
And did you make loads of money?
Me personally? Well, I was probably overpaid. No, I was well paid.
So you were working for, you weren't personally a venture capitalist.
I was managing other people's money.
Right.
Okay.
And they paid you very well.
They paid me at the market rate, let's say.
And why did you give it up and come back to Ardatton 18 years ago?
Well, that's a story in Common Sense, the other book, which you kindly reviewed a couple of years ago. But one day, you know, as I said, I wanted to do good things. And one day I was on the balcony of the penthouse suite, looking out over Bangkok, beautiful sunset. And I looked down at the building site next door, and what do I see? The poor lads from upcountry in the corrugated steel bath, muddy water. And that's how they live, send the money upstream. And I asked myself, how come people like us can't make the world a better place? Because it's our responsibility as people with money, power, education, and so on. And so I wanted to ask myself and answer the question, can you balance economics with ethics and environment? Because if you can, I want to do that. And if you can't, then I can probably cheat just as well as the next guy and get my 7 Ferraris and my 3 villas and all the rest of it. And
so do you still have all the money?
Oh, no, that went a long time ago.
That's
gone a long time ago. No, when you're digging the soil in County Carlow, you have to rely on friends.
But did you literally have a moment where you thought, no, this isn't how I want to live my life. I want to do good.
Oh, I wanted to do good before, and that's what I thought I was in a position to do. I worked with good people. The companies we invested in were good, and we didn't cheat, and we weren't sort of doing the backhanders and so on, as far as I knew. And that was my job, to find out what was going on. But I wanted to know that what I was doing wasn't in a system which itself was corrupt.
So what do you think of Jeremy Corbyn? We're just talking about him earlier.
I think political systems that we have are not treating us very well. What I see on the social media is that he's honest, straight, and reasonably ethical, and probably a decent guy. Mm. And what he's up against is the opposite. I have another little claim to fame, which is that I went to school with May's predecessor, and actually we share a birthday. So that's another...
David Cameron?
Yes, another criminal...
You went to school with him?
I'm afraid I did. And that's another part of the world we have today. Our education system really is not serving us well, because I look at that and I say, people like me come from that system, best education in the world, at all levels, So how come the world doesn't treat the people at the bottom of the pyramid like human beings? You know, and it doesn't, so...
So it's quite serious then, Tom, is it, this book? You're going to have to tell me very quickly what's...
It is serious.
What is it about?
I think I would say that it's hoping to raise awareness among people and help people have the courage to look inside themselves for the answers. Because I think the answers for what we want to do with our life, our choices of life, are really inside. And we get misdirected by advertising and social media and peer pressure, and that's a very primitive dynamic, and we've allowed the systems which encourage this to persist despite the fact that we know we can do better. Education, I think, has become one of my principal targets for change, and it's very difficult. We all know in this country what happens when the Leaving Cert week comes along, and
it's
there's exactly, and everybody's having a nervous breakdown, and lives are ruined from a day when they don't feel well or it doesn't work, and that's silly, and everybody knows it's silly. I think France has a sort of a one exam and that's the rest of your life approach, and we've known for a long time that there are better ways, whether it be Finland or open learning systems. We need to adopt those.
So your book is it's talking to individual people about how they can individually get rich and famous or have successful lives, whatever it is that they want to do. But you're not interested in politics.
I think politics is changing. I think it's dangerous. I don't think I want to be red or blue. I think I want to be human. And so if we, I think people exercise a lot more power with things like their daily choices of consumption, how they spend their money, whether they go to the local shop or buy from the international food chain, and how often they do that. Now, I'm in the same position as everybody else. We're forced into doing things which we mightn't prefer to do. We might like to go to the local fellow, but there are economic issues. The first step is awareness. And once we start to do that, we change our behavior, we change how we spend our money, we don't buy things that are going straight into the landfill, we become a bit more conscientious, maybe we cook a few more meals at home instead of going out to the fast food place.
So the being rich and famous is being moral and doing the right thing by yourself and by the people around you. Is that your thesis, effectively?
I think that's a fair perspective. The question is, what is wealth? And the wealth to human beings are things like security at the most basic level. And we can look at our great leaders who are very rich. We know the fellow across the water over there. And you have to wonder why a person of such wealth and achievement... I went to his school as well while we're on the subject.
Whose school?
Trump.
You went to Trump's school?
I went to the same school that he went to, admittedly 20 years after him. So
where?
That's another.
In America or here?
Yep.
In America.
Yeah, that's my American connection to, again, as I mentioned earlier, to the fellow who got the Electoral College put into the American system, which, you know, he was one of my forebears. So I have a lot to own up for. I think also one of the largest slave owners in America, but maybe this is...
Was a relative.
Direct.
Yeah.
Direct. So...
So, it's kind of philosophy?
There is a bit of philosophy, but a lot of it is practical.
And it's practical.
A lot of it is practical, and it's really trying to help people see the world that we live in, because I think we're unaware of what it is.
So, what kind of response have you got? It's out. I don't know.
It is.
Is it widely available? Do you publish it yourself?
I did, and it's printed up the road at Clara Bricken by Digital Outputs, thanks to Patrick and Davey Brennan. They're great. They did a turnaround of one print job in a day before I went abroad 3 weeks ago, so I was able to...
And very good it is, too.
Yeah, no, they did a great job. Well, I've had some very good feedback. I sent a publisher's, an author's proof to a friend, and he phoned me up and ordered 100 copies so that he could give them away.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah, he said, brilliant book, terrible title, but there you have it.
Okay, and finally, what are you doing in Ardatan?
I do a lot of things. As I said this morning, I was doing web design, back end of the computer, setting up a shop. This afternoon, cutting trees. We grow vegetables and hay. I'm waiting for the rain to stop. I've got to cut my hay. I'm interested in teaching and training, so I coach and advise businesses or individuals on life choices, and I'm a financial engineer by training, so I can help people with their businesses. And something we're doing this year, which is very exciting, if we can get it off the ground, is to do training for primary school teachers in mindfulness and other systems. We call it Natural Connections. It's one of these CPD courses, and it's going to be at home in a big old tent.
And who's the we?
Pam and I. Pam is a yoga teacher. She's my better half, the person who keeps
and business
me,
partner.
Oh, everything.
Keeps you from being flying off completely.
Completely an intolerable human being, yes.
And your kids were in here as well, I think.
There were two of them, and we have an intern from Germany who's helping in the garden, and he's great.
12 minutes doesn't really get it. But
you're so good, and it's great to see you.
It's
so you're
lovely
wonderful.
To see you,
you're
Tom.
Wonderful.
And it's how to get rich and famous, but it isn't really. You're now famous because you've been on the way.
I know, I'm embarrassed. So I'm going to have to hide in the corner
that's
now.
A step, yeah. And you've lost all your money. But
well, come on, everybody. Buy it online at bigpicturestory.com. We go.
Okay, bigpicturestory.com.
Bigpicturestory.com.
Okay. Tom Butler of the Butlers of Carlow, thanks very much indeed for joining
us. Much,
thank you.
The Way It Is with Sue Nunn. With thanks to Guiney's Upper John Street Kilkenny for unbeatable value on all your household and fashion needs. Get it at Guiney's. That's just the way it is.